The approval of the contract extension is expected to be a slam dunk. A few token questions were discussed at last week's meeting. Park City Manager Diane Foster says staff has been working on the contract for years, so at this point, they're happy with what's being proposed.
This is something that staff has been working on with Sundance for quite a long time, and every year we do go back to council with an updated operational plan. So this is on the operational side of the contract, which there are changes in that side of it, although the focus really has been on the fact that we're extending through 2026 and that they'll remove the conflict with MLK. So that's been the real focus. But there are improvements to the operational plan and very much around signage and how Main Street looks and feels and how it operates and very much life safety issues, which are of premier importance both to staff and council. But at the end of the day, this is really about MLK in 2026.
Park City and the Chamber Bureau are currently paying Sundance $430,000 in cash and offers almost $250,000 in in-kind services every year. In order to convince Sundance to move the film festival off the Martin Luther King holiday in the coming years, the contract will allow an additional annual $162,000 payment and another $83,000 in in-kind services for a total package of nearly $600,000 in cash and $320,000 in in-kind services every year. Foster says this contract is much more than just paying off Sundance to move the festival dates when there is a conflict with the holiday.
From my perspective, while the city and county in this, should council approve it, are committing the incremental tax revenue that we receive, so it's functionally a wash. It's money that we would have not received if they didn't move off MLK. When you look at what the upside is to the business community, to the workers here, et cetera, none of that money is being put into this contract. So I believe overall, economically, it's a win for the community.
In its report to council, staff noted that one of the consequences of not approving the contract tonight would mean the likely end of the Sundance Film Festival in Park City after 2018. Foster says without a contract, there's no guarantee that the internationally recognized film festival would continue to be held in Park City.
It's one of those things that I've had business people say to me before, well, they would never leave here. And the reality is, there are communities that could give Sundance more money, right? If they went to L.A., you can bet that their economic development team would step up with a whole lot more cash than we're putting forward. And, there are plenty, I believe that, this isn't the Park City Film Festival. This is the Sundance Film Festival, and so they don't have our name associated with them. So I'm appreciative that they've chosen to stay here, and it's very much a symbiotic relationship. It's you don't have a lot of true win-wins in the world, and this for me, and I believe for our council, is one of those.
The council is scheduled to approve the Sundance contract during its regular meeting, which starts at 6:00 in the City Council Chambers in the Marsac Building. I'm Leslie Thatcher. KPCW News.